I hate saying it this way, but like, who's going to win? Like the Draco agenda or the plating agenda? How do you see that playing out with humanity and our own frequency as we transition to 4D?
Yes, I certainly believe, and then again, it's to me, it's common sense, because the Pleiadians will win. Simply
like
because
that.
They do exist, because we still survive and we still evolve.
Oh, okay.
So if they do exist in the future and we are the ancestors, it is clear to me that, of course, humanity will survive. And the Dracos might still do their own thing, but it doesn't mean that they will win whatever they decide to do. So I don't believe that planet Earth will become theirs. I don't believe that they will win over that. I think that as the evolutionary process happens, it will also shift their own frequency. They're not aware of that, but the frequency of the planet Earth will also modify their own.
The Dracos?
Yes, of course. It will change everybody's frequency. This is part of who the Pleiadians are today as well. Right?
So they're trying to almost help the Draco in some sense.
It will help everybody, not just us. So everybody will benefit from it, because we'll have a much different understanding of who they are. And why do you think that in the future, for example, like we talked about this, that the Galactic Alliance had the Draco on board?
That's right. And they broke away.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So at some point in time, they had this frequency, check, and they got these downloads, and they became more superior, but also more ethical.
Sure.
So they became part of the Galactic Alliance through that process.
They de-evolved, or they just, their frequency changed?
No, what happened was they became more greedy, and for some reason, something happened down the line. Like, I'm talking about the future here.
Yeah.
When they separated from the Galactic Alliance, is because they decided to change this timeline on Earth.
Okay.
Without telling the Galactic Alliance.
Oh, they broke protocol.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's when it first started. And so they decided to change their own DNA and come back to Earth as well, because that's where they came from.
Wow. Okay.
Right?
Wow.
This is a very deep conversation here, because
yeah, I love it.
It's very complex, and it branches out to so many other races and agendas that nobody even thought about.
Well, our audience is ready for this. They can take it.
Okay.
This is mind blowing. We have the Draco agenda. Mm-hmm. We have the Pleiadian agenda. Mm-hmm. What's next? Like, what's going to happen next with these two competing agendas? What are we going to see?
Well, in my eyes, it's leading to the same outcome. Because like we talked about, if the Pleiadians have their own agenda trying to raise humanity's consciousness to the next level, the Dracos don't so much care about that today.
Yeah.
But with cosmic events, they will be directly impacted by that too. So therefore, their own consciousness will also change and be modified in a positive way. And then none of the agendas will no longer matter once we evolve to the next level and go into the 4D and 5D. So, they somehow believe that today they have to take over humanity, for example, and take over planet Earth, because they believe it's theirs. But none of this will matter after the cosmic events.
Okay.
Because they will simply just embrace whatever comes, and it will become like a shift in their own consciousness.
Right.
Same as the Pleiadians are working towards that today, and they feel that it's not conflicting. So that's why they are not alarmed by what's going on.
But besides the cosmic events that can shift our frequency, like what can people do today? What practices or their own protocols can they initiate to help the transition?
Yes. I think most people already do meditations and these sort of things, which is kind of standard. But what is really important is to accept timelines, like the right timeline for yourself. Because if you believe that in positivity and you stay in that mindset of being positive, regardless of what I'm talking about today and about the agendas and these sort of things, if people believe that they can prevent or stop a potential war, for example, then those events will occur. But you truly have to believe that this is reality, that this is it. You can't stay away from having doubts. If you have doubts, whatever meditations protocols you have don't work. You need to be certain. That's the only way moving forward, is to be certain of whatever you know, whatever you believe in, is there, and regardless of what other people talk about. So this will create a shift in consciousness.
Wow. Okay.
That's the only one way. There's no other way.
Okay. This has been a theme in Cosmic lately about belief, and your own belief will lead to positive adjustments.
Yes.
Now, there's this old adage about, like, you don't fight the old. It's something terrible. You don't fight it. You just concentrate on like building the new.
Yes.
I say that because, like, how we go forward, should we be fighting against these reptilian agendas, or should we be more focused on our own personal development and moving forward at a higher vibration?
Yeah, I think it's both.
Okay.
There's a survival trigger there. Like, the humanity, let's say, if they are faced with an alien agenda that is negative or seems negative, you know, to us at the beginning, we will obviously automatically defend ourselves.
Yeah.
That's what we do, because we don't really think of anything else. That's the only survival instinct that we have. However, if we truly believe that this reality doesn't have to happen, then we could modify it before it happens. And starting today, we could do that today.
Today.
Changing the timeline so those events will never happen. There would be a shift in the timeline that things could get delayed. I'm talking about earthquakes. Anything that could potentially happen, we could delay things simply by thinking it.
Even hardcore physical earthquakes. Events.
Everything in the universe can be impacted through the thought process.
Consciousness. Wow, okay. Yeah. Wow, Sebastian, that's really...
It's quite powerful.